Hello again. This is Pastor Robert welcoming you to Let's Talk About Jesus. Once again, we hope this broadcast is going to be a very special blessing to you today. We're so glad that you're tuned to WMAF, whether you're listening in the Madison area or whether you're listening by computer as this broadcast streams to every state in the United States and because of the World Wide Web to the nations of the world. In a technologically advanced day like we're living, it is possible for the gospel to be heard anywhere that there's electricity in a computer. It's incredible what technology has allowed in terms of the gospel being disseminated into all of the world. So we are so grateful to be with you today, and we pray that this broadcast will be a very, very special blessing to you today. God has certainly moved in wonderful, powerful, unusual ways in our personal ministry down through the years. We are absolutely convinced that God is involved in mankind's daily affairs, and that He wants to do mighty things in your life today. If you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, the great miracle of God, the great powerful act of God in your life of saving you, transforming you, regenerating you by His Spirit is so mighty. It's the greatest miracle in the Bible. Every other miracle was basically in the material and temporal sense. But this miracle of salvation is eternal. It will outlast the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we're just so glad to be declaring that to you today. And if you have a personal need in your life, we want you to know that the God who saves, the God who reaches out to the lost and dying world, is a God who loves and holds you today if you're a Christian. And if you have a need in your life, you know that you have a God who cares enough about you to meet that need. And He has the power and the ability to do that today. So you stay tuned to this broadcast, and we pray that you will be lifted up before this broadcast is over. We've been studying a wonderful subject out of the book of Ephesians, and under the heading that we have titled, The Blessing of Being in Christ, The True Riches of the Believer. And this is based on a study taken out of Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 14. The first thing we learned in review is that in Him we are chosen. That's in verse 4. And in verse 6, that in Him we are accepted. And verse 7, in Him we have an inheritance. We've been redeemed and forgiven. And in verse 11, in Him we have an inheritance. And today we're going to talk about, last but not least, that in Him we are sealed with the Holy Spirit. And that's verse 13 and 14 of Ephesians chapter 1. I want to read it to you today and want to remind you as we get ready to read this scripture that we're also on a live excerpt from our Sunday morning service. Can be heard from 12 until 1 right here on WMAF from 12 until 1 p.m. You can hear this broadcast, and we pray that you'll take time to enjoy that broadcast as well. But we are so glad to be here at 2 on Tuesday for teaching. It's my great joy to kind of get down into the scripture and really, really bring out those gems of wisdom and gems of knowledge that I feel like I'm just going through a treasure trove every time I open the Bible to study, because something new always pops up, and it's always precious. Hallelujah. Amen. So if you have your Bible today, turn with me to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. And let's talk about being sealed by the Holy Spirit, literally the down payment on heaven. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible said in Him, verse 13, ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory. Literally, He's saying when God came into your life through Jesus Christ and He did something that is the down payment on heaven. He placed His Spirit within you. And it's the earnest of our inheritance. You don't hear that word earnest much anymore, but there was a time when earnest money was the equivalent of a down payment. It was something you gave when you were going to purchase something, whether it be an automobile, whether it be a piece of land, or whether it be a horse back in the older days or even today. You would give earnest money, and that is that you would put down money that bound you into that deal. If you backed out, you'd lose the money. God has given His own Spirit to us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. When we become Christians, and it is the down payment on heaven. It's proof of genuine ownership. I love what William Barclay said. He said the seal confirms that an object or document is genuine. It is also used to mark an object as one's property. A seal makes something secure. In the first century, letters and other objects were sealed with a sealing wax and impressing the warm wax with a seal worn on the ring bearing an identifying image. The use of the seal provided ownership. It was possessed by the individual who owned the seal. It was the practice in Paul's day when a sack or a crate was shipped somewhere. It was sealed with a seal in order to indicate from where it had come and to whom it belonged. It was also the guarantee that the thing sealed had been carried intact. The possession of the Holy Spirit is the seal that God showed that shows that a man belongs to God. The Holy Spirit both shows us God's will and enables us to do it, writes William Barclay. I like that explanation. Kenneth Wust has an excellent discussion of this down payment. And I quote, the bestowal of the Holy Spirit is God's part payment in the salvation He gives the believing sinner. That part payment guaranteeing the full delivery of all parts of the salvation given. Salvation is in three parts: justification, the removal of the guilt and penalty of sin, and the bestowal of a positive righteousness. Jesus Christ is given at the moment the sinner puts his faith in the Lord Jesus as Savior. Sanctification, a progressive work of the Spirit in the life of the believer, is the present possession in which He eliminates sin from the experience of the believer and produces His own fruit. Glorification, the act of God transforming the present bodies of believers into perfect, sinless, deathless bodies. The believer has the first two now. The Holy Spirit indwelling the believer is God's earnest money, guaranteeing to him the future glorification of his body. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love the ancient book of Job who saw the resurrection down through the corridors of time. When he came to it looked like the end of everything and possibly the end of his life, he said, I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last day He's going to stand upon the earth, and though the skin worms eat my flesh, yet in my body I shall see the Lord. When He stands, He said, I'm going to stand with Him, and I'm going to stand in this body. Praise God. Death will not cancel that. The deterioration of the body will not cancel that. There's going to be a resurrection, and every person who's ever lived in Christ is going to be brought to stand with Him when He stands in the last day. Praise God. I'm so glad to declare unto you that when Jesus comes into our life, He not only saves us, He seals us. And He seals us with nothing and no one less than the Holy Spirit Himself. Praise God. What a wonderful prospect of being in Christ today is to be sealed by the Holy Spirit. Let me read you another scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 22. God hath also sealed us and given us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. It's being echoed again. God really wanted us to get this great truth. Praise the Lord. The sealing process, of course, as we've read, establishes ownership and authenticity. They had trusted in Christ. Now they were sealed in Him. John Owen puts it this way, and I quote, "God's sealing of believers is His gracious communication of the Holy Ghost unto them. The promise of the Spirit is fulfilled in this sealing process." I love the Phillips translation. It said, "You have been adopted into the family circle of God, and now you can say with a full heart, 'My Father.' The Holy Spirit Himself endorses our inward conviction that we really are the children of God. We can cry, 'Abba, Father,' because we are sealed by the Holy Ghost." Praise God. We belong to Him. In the Greek, the word seal is a signet or the impression made by this seal to mark as a means of identification. The dominant idea of the seal is that it is a mark of ownership. Isn't it good to know today when you come to know Christ as your personal Savior, you become what the Bible calls God's purchased possession. Purchased with a purchase price that is beyond description. The Bible said we were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of a lamb without spot and without blemish. We have been redeemed. We have been ransomed. We have been brought into God's kingdom, and now we are called His possession because of the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Because we belong to Him, He can now mark us as His own. He can seal us with the Holy Spirit. Amen. And Romans 8 and verse 9 says, "If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of His." This sealing by the Holy Spirit is every child of God's legitimate possession. Thank God we have the Holy Spirit. God now speaks of us as His. 2 Timothy 2:19 says, "Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that is His." The Amplified brings that out a little bit. It says, "having this inscription," and that means to print or engrave on a surface. Isn't it good to know in a world where so many things are shaking constantly, all around us, where there's so much instability in our world and in our personal world, that there is a foundation that stands sure. One thing you can count on today, if you make Jesus your Lord and your personal Savior, is that the foundation of God that you are placed upon is standing sure. Though everything else around us may shake, this foundation standeth sure. And that foundational truth is that the Lord now claims you as His own, and He knows them that are His. Hallelujah. That's because He has sealed us with the Holy Spirit. He has actually made it's almost like branding us. We bear His brand. Hallelujah. There's no doubt that we are the children of the Most High God. I love this idea of to engrave or print on a surface. This word seal carries. In Isaiah 49 in verse 15, it says, "Can a woman forsake her suckling child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, but will I not forget thee? Behold, I have craven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me." The word craven in the Hebrew means to carve or to cut into. The indication of this verse is that God is inseparably united with His people. He has actually craven us upon his own hands, and so that he forgets us not. And that was an ancient practice when soldiers were going off to war many times, or a merchant marine was going on a long sea journey, to remember those that they loved, their family. They would inscribe their names literally upon the palms of their hands, so that they would have something to look at as a point of reference when time and space begin to distance them from their homeland and their loved ones. They could look at these names and bring to their remembrance, no matter where they were, that they loved and that was theirs. So this is what God was talking about. He said, "Once the covenant is cut, once you come into this covenant of grace, I never leave you. I never forsake you, because I never forget you." Praise the Lord. I love the beautiful illustration that Jesus used in the New Testament. He said, "Not the sparrow is sold in the marketplace for a farthing, and yet not one sparrow falls to the ground without your Father." He notices that. He takes note when one sparrow falls from the sky. It touches the heart of God when one of the least of the birds of the air falls to the ground. He takes notice of that. Jesus, using that analogy, then said, "And you are worth more than many sparrows." That's why that great song was written, "His eye is on the sparrow. I know he watches me." You may not feel like God is so close to you and so caring concerning you today, but I want you to know that he is concerned about you today. And whatever touches you in a very real sense touches him. It's an incredible truth about God that he loves you that much. I may have told you this illustration before. You may not have heard that broadcast, but I was not too long ago, just a few months ago, I was standing in my backyard. There's a huge oak tree in our backyard, and I heard this squawking sound, and there was it looked like three blue jays chasing a young mockingbird, a little small, looked like it just barely learned to fly, and they were chasing, evidently guarding their territory, chasing this young mockingbird, three blue jays, and they were screeching, and the mockingbird was flying, and he looked back to see how close they were up upon him. And when he did, he smacked into a big limb in this huge grandfather oak in our backyard. And it was right over my head, and he fell directly at my feet. And I reached down, and I picked up this little tiny bird that had just smacked into that limb and evidently had broken his neck. I thought maybe he just addled, and I could cup him in my hands, which I did, and pick him up, and you know, thoughts of maybe I can revive him and nurse him back to health and turn him loose again. He was such a sweet little innocent looking helpless bird, and he was in my hands, and I tell you, I'm a sentimental man, and I watched these two or three little gasp of life and breath, and then life was gone. And that little bird, still warm in my hands, fell limp. And my heart, you know, just broke. And there was a lump in my throat, and I felt it. I felt that. This little bird flying through the air that fell at my feet, I felt that. And you know, if it happened anywhere else and any other time except right there at my own feet, I wouldn't have felt that at all, wouldn't have known about it. What Jesus was saying was, as real as that experience was to me, every time something, even the least of things, are fall from the air, God takes notice. God feels it in his own heart. And God's heart is so much bigger and better than my heart. And I'm telling you, God has you in his heart today. So when you pray, you don't pray to a God who isn't touched with the feeling of your infirmity. But if a sparrow falls and it touches the heart of God, just think how much he cares about you and he cares about me. Praise the Lord. His eye is on the sparrow. You know he's watching you, and he's watching me today. He said, "I'm going to inscribe you on the palm of my hand so I don't forget you." You may be forgotten by others, even those who are supposed to love you so much they never forget you nor forsake you. But you can count on your God never to forget you, never to forsake you. Praise the Lord. And to prove His commitment to us, He gives us the Holy Spirit. He seals us with His own Spirit. Praise the Lord. Amen. In Ephesians 1:14 said, which is the earnest of our inheritance. Earnest in the Greek is a legal or commercial term. The first installment or deposit, a down payment, a pledge, a part given in advance of the full that will be given afterwards. Amen. You know, we've got a down payment on heaven already. Amen. I've often told people, if you doubt that the blood of Jesus has made you worthy to live in God's heaven, just think about the fact that He has cleansed your inward man to such a degree that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit can come and live in you. Amen. It's Christ in you that is the hope of glory to come. In other words, if Christ can live in your heart, you can live in His heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen to that again. I said, if Christ can live in your heart, you can live in His heaven. If God the Father can live in your heart, can come to live in you by the Spirit, you can certainly live in His home. Praise God. Because the holiest personalities of heaven, the holiest persons. Actually, gold doesn't make heaven holy. Amen. Pearl doesn't make heaven holy. The foundations of the city doesn't make it the holy city. You know what makes it the holy city? The same thing that made the bush on the side of the mountain holy, where Moses took off his shoes, and the same thing that made a whole mountain holy. Amen. That man couldn't approach it when God's presence was on it. It's God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit that makes heaven holy. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if the holiest persons of heaven can come to live in us right now, certainly that is the earnest that we can live in heaven forever. I'm going to tell you, and I've told you again, I'll probably tell you again and again and again, what's going to really take us back when we get to heaven is not going to be the golden streets, the gates of solid pearl, and the foundations of precious stones. What's going to really take us back is the sense that we do not belong in this holy place. But what's going to thrill us and give us the incentive to praise God throughout all eternity is because the blood of Jesus has made us worthy, has made us acceptable in the Beloved, that we might be accepted of God in the holy city, the New Jerusalem. Praise God. We'll never take it for granted. There will always be the sense that we, in our own merit, in our own self, are not worthy of this wonderful place. But through the blood of Jesus Christ, we have been made worthy. Praise God. And to show how earnest God is about taking us into His heaven, praise God, He gives us the wonderful, mighty Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. I love what Beam says about the Holy Spirit. He writes, the Spirit whom God has given them is for Christians the guarantee of their full possession of future salvation. We have God's seal. We bear His mark, His brand. He will not forget us. He will not forsake us. In the modern Greek, this word came to be used for an engagement ring. The Holy Spirit is given as an engagement ring, sealing our betrothal to Jesus Christ. Keeping this engagement ring, the Holy Spirit dwelling ungrieved in our hearts, assures us of final union with the Lord at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Praise God. Hallelujah. Isn't it good to know, as Paul said, that we've been espoused to one husband, that we might be presented unto Jesus Christ, a chaste virgin. You know, only God, through Jesus Christ and His sacrifice, can wipe away all of our past, can clean the slate and not only our past, but He can forgive any sins that we may commit along the way to heaven. We're not sinless people as Christians. We're not sinful. And that is, we're not controlled by sin, but we all, because of our weak flesh, need times of repentance. Sins of omission, sins of commission, sins committed in the heat of anger and unthoughtfulness. But God has promised, amen, to present us faultless. The only way He can do that is because of the blood of Jesus Christ in our life. Listen, friend, if you don't know the Lord today and you're wondering, you know, if I come to Jesus, I'll just fall away. I wouldn't be able to live the life and make it to heaven anyway. I'm not that strong. I'm not that strong-willed. I have a tendency towards sin. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. You come to Jesus and He will come within you, praise God, and suddenly a change is going to take place within. You're going to receive power that you do not possess in yourself. Not only is Christ going to come in you, which is the hope of glory, amen, but you positionally are going to be placed in Christ so that God can accept you in the Beloved. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can overcome. You can go to heaven. You can defeat the enemy of your soul. Receive Jesus Christ, amen, and be filled with the Spirit and be sealed by the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Amen. And nothing will be able to break this bond. If you don't turn away, God will never walk away. I'm telling you that right now. He's committed to you. He loves you. He cares about you today. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He's watching you, and I know that He is watching me today. Praise the Lord. What a great and wonderful, powerful God that we serve today, that loves us to this degree, amen, that He would give His only begotten Son for us, that whosoever might believe in Him would not perish, but have everlasting life. God gives you His own Spirit to live within you, to give you an overcoming life here, and to give you that eternal life in the world to come. It is His promise. It is His down payment on heaven. It's so good to be sealed. Amen. I used to preach a message, and I'll bring it in a series sometime, about being saved and kept. You know, the Scripture says that we are kept by the power of God, not by our own ability, but we're kept by the power of God until the day of redemption, until that final resurrection morning when the dead in Christ rise to meet Him, and we who are living and remain are caught up with them to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll tell you, there used to be an old television show named Beretta, and when he would make a statement that he wanted to really back up, he would say, "And you can take that to the bank." And I'm telling you, when God makes a promise to you, you can take it to the bank. Hallelujah. Because it is secured by His own holy promise. Praise the Lord. I am so glad to know that Jesus is my Lord and personal Savior today. It is such a privilege to be able to rest in Him and know without any shadow of a doubt that Jesus Christ is the Lord of our lives when we trust Him as our Savior and bow to Him. And He promised to never leave us and to never forsake us, but to go with us all the way, even unto the end of the age. I love Him for loving us to that degree today. Aren't you glad to know that you can call on Him today and that He can come into your heart? He can come into your life. He can forgive your sin, and He can seal you with the Holy Spirit. That means He's going to be with you right now in all of the problems and pressures, heartaches and heartbreaks of life. Never leave you, never forsake you. And it also means that you're going to be with Him forever and forever in a place that we call heaven, but that He calls home. Hallelujah. If you don't know the Lord today, would you bow your head right now with me and Say, Jesus Christ, I want to be saved. I want to be sealed. I want this full assurance that if my breath should leave my body right now, I would spend eternity with you. And Lord, all along the way home, I want the assurance that I have somebody with me to share my heavy load, that you are with me every day of my life, and you'll take me home with you forever. Well, this is Pastor Robert. We love you today. We hope you tune in next week for a brand new subject. It's going to be a joy. You won't want to miss it. Tune in to WMAF right here at 2 p.m. and at 12 on Sunday. And tell a friend and come back with us and let's talk about Jesus. Hallelujah.